Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Perhaps you've seen the stories of airlines dealing with this plethora of support animals. Now, people bringing all kinds of animals on board, support animals and everything, and they're causing, in some cases, havoc in the cabin. Well, JetBlue apparently is cracking down now on emotional support animals. They're only allowing people to bring cats, dogs, or small ponies. Small ponies? On board for emotional support. Now, JetBlue is also requiring three kinds of paperwork for people who are flying with emotional support animals. It has to have a note from a mental health professional, proof of a checkup from a vet, and a form that says the animal owner is attesting that the animal is fully trained. So those are the new rules now if you're going to fly JetBlue with an emotional support animal. Now, I looked at this. I go, okay, well, dogs and cats, that makes sense. But then, like, small ponies, they decided that small ponies were okay. I would just like to hear the discussion when the JetBlue people were deciding what animals were going to be allowed. Well, we should allow dogs and cats. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. How about small ponies? Well, wait a minute, Bill. Small ponies? Like, how did we make the jump from dogs and cats to small ponies? First of all, ponies come with their own... horses in general come with their own set of problems there. You know what I'm saying? What if you're a non-emotional support person? You're lucky enough to sit in the aisle seat next to the emotional support horse, pony, whatever. Excuse me, I'd like an extra drink, please. I think they ought to be bringing them something there. But, you know, so I don't know. Somehow they decided that emotional support ponies were okay. Dogs and cats, absolutely. But you can't bring a support elephant or a tiger. And you also have to leave your peregrine falcon or support lemur home. But if you got an animal support small pony, you're okay as far as JetBlue is concerned. They're very good.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.